From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the weeks of December 11th and December 20th, 2023. Those sounds of mallard ducks, recorded in December 2015 at the Virginia Tech Duck Pond in Blacksburg, set the stage for a duck designation derby, that is, a duck names quiz game. I'll give you clues to the common names of six duck species inhabiting areas of Virginia, either year-round or seasonally. After each set of clues, you'll have a few seconds to hear sounds from the duck and try to guess its name. In the clues, diving duck refers to those birds that dive deep under the surface and feed underwater, and dabbling duck refers to those birds that feed on or just below the water surface. Number one, this large diving duck, noted for its reddish head and bright whitish body, has a name that a painter would recognize. That's the canvasback. Number two, this diving duck is known and named for its golden yellow eyes. That's the common golden eye. Number three, for people who appreciate colorful birds, this small dabbling duck's iridescent green feathers on its head and wings are a big deal. That's the green-winged teal. Number four, if people who wear hoodies wanted to know how to look like a bird, the male of this diving duck would be the answer. That's the hooded merganser. Number five, this dabbling duck has a name based on its spoon-like bill that could be applied to what people in, say, Minnesota have to become after a big snowfall if they want to clear a path. That's the northern shoveler. And number six, this elaborately colored dabbling duck, notable for its nests in tree holes and for its ability to perch on tree branches, has a name that comes from trees. That's the wood duck. The birds in this game are among 25 duck species known to occur in Virginia, at least occasionally. Many are around in wintertime, so if you're venturing out near water during the cold weather months, perhaps, with luck and pluck, you'll glimpse or hear some ducks. Thanks to Lang Elliott for permission to use the sounds in the Duck Names Quiz, which were all from the Stokes Field Guide to Bird Songs. We close with some music for ducks, with a tune attributed to the late Henry Reed, a traditional musician who lived in Giles County, Virginia. Here's about 25 seconds of Ducks on the Pond, performed by Timothy Seaman of Williamsburg, Virginia. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.